because I knew that it was just through a slip that my husband had had to have 4 spinal operations. And so when I returned to America, I had all of the WMU women in every association where I spoke to join me in prayer that if it were God's will, that Sam would be able to return to America for special treatment. The prayers were answered, and then a letter came from Methodist Hospital in Houston and said they have not found any medicine to stop the infection, and he's already lost his left eye, and we fear for his right eye. Oh, so often Sam might have said, I don't deserve to be here. My first term as a missionary, the need's so great. Why? But I don't think he ever did. And then the prayers were answered, and the infection was stopped. And we are hoping and praying now that with an operation, partial sight shall be restored to that left eye. Oh, you and I often find ourselves in a place where we think we don't deserve to be, but God knows we're there. And through our use of it, we can show forth our Savior. There's one last thing. Not only did Jesus take the unexciting, the water, and add sweetening and color to it, not only did he take the unimportant, the little loaves of bread and feed 5,000. Not only did he take the unlovely, the dirt, and use it to open the eyes of a blind man, or the undeserved, the towel, and through its use show us love and action. But Jesus took the unwanted, 2 pieces of wood, the cross, and through his use of it, changed the cross from a cruel instrument of torture for criminals to a symbol of hope of eternal life and salvation for all people who will believe in it. We have only one message as messengers and as missionaries in the world today, and that is the cross, and what a powerful message it is. It is brought to our attention over and over in our annual revival period as my husband goes out to a mining compound and puts electric lights all around the churchyard because the only electric lights that most of the African people have in Rhodesia is in the beer hall. And then as a tape recording is made of the hymns and played over the public address system because the only music they hear is at the beer hall. Or then as the movie screen is put up because the only movies they see are the discarded cowboy films from Hollywood. And then the night comes and the music is played and the lights are turned on and the people are drawn, maybe out of curiosity, maybe because of their past connections with missions. But the crowds come and the hymns are sung and the sermon is preached. And then often Brother Dodson, when he leads the revivals, will say, we will now have a film of a part of the life of Christ. And Friday night is the showing of the crucifixion. All the lights are turned out, and the people look up at the film, and they see Jesus portrayed coming out of Pilate's court with the crown of thorns on his head. They see him start slowly up Calvary and stumble, and then they rejoice that's in an African, Simon of Cyrene, that lifts up that cross and carries it the rest of the way. They see him voluntarily put himself on that cross. They hear the sounds as the nails are driven into the right hand, the left hand, and the feet. They groan as they see the cross lifted. Few words are spoken. Few words need to be spoken when one is dying in love for you and for me, and the Africans understand. And then the message is always given. If there's any one of you here to whom the Holy Spirit has spoken, and you would like to know what it is to be a Christian or to follow Jesus, would you enter our church? And we will counsel and talk and pray with you. And many come. And each time they come, we pray with them and sing and to them, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. In every area of the world today, there is darkness. In every area of life, there is darkness, the darkness of sin. But you and I have the Savior. It was indeed a dark day when we received the news that the United Nations General Secretary, Dag Hammarskjöld, had been killed in an airplane crash in northern Rhodesia. And immediately my mind went back to a description I had read of his apartment in New York, because over the fireplace in his apartment was a mountain climber's pick given to him by Norkit Tenzin of Mount Everest fame. And under it was this inscription, "May you climb to even greater heights." Oh, Woman's Missionary Union, may we climb to even greater heights in missionary service as the Holy Ghost empowers us to use the little things of life, the unexciting, the unimportant, the unlovely, the undeserved, and the unwanted, to show forth our Savior.